10% of WYXR's annual funding, $85,000, used to come from federal support. That funding is now gone. If you enjoy this archive, please make a donation, start a monthly gift, or add a few dollars to your current one. As public media faces an uncertain future, support from our Memphis community matters more than ever. Give now at WYXR.org.
You're listening to WYXR 91.7 FM, Memphis, Tennessee.
You walk into the room with your pencil in your hand. See somebody naked in you. You say, who is that man? You try so hard, but you don't understand just what you will say when you get home. Because something is happening here, but you don't know what it is. Do you, Mr. Jones? You raise up your head and you ask, is this where it is? Then somebody points to you and says, it's his. And you say, what's mine? And somebody else says, well, what is? And you say, oh my God, am I here all alone? But something is happening and you don't know what it is. Do you, Mr. Jones? You hand in your ticket and you go watch the geek who immediately walks up to you when he hears you speak and says, how does it feel to be such a freak? And you say, impossible, as he hands you a bone. And something is happening here, but you don't know what it is. Do you? But nobody has any respect anyway. They already expect you to all give a check to tax deductible charity organizations. Ah, you've been with the professors and they've all liked your looks. With great lawyers you have discussed lepers and crooks. You've been through all of F. Scott Fitzgerald's books. You're very well read, it's well known. But something is happening here and you don't know what it is. Himself and then he clicks his high heels and without further notice he asks you how it feels and he says, here is your throat back, thanks for the loan. And you know something is happening but you don't know what it is. Do you, Mr. Jones? This one-eyed midget shouting the word now, and you say, for what reason? does this mean? And he screams back, you're a cow. Give me some milk or else go home. And you know something's happening, but you don't know what it is. Your eyes in your pocket and your nose on the ground. There ought to be a law against you coming around. You should be made to wear earphones, 'cause something is happening and you don't know what it is.
Something's happening here, but I don't know what it is. Though I do know this is the new Untitled Show. I'm Tim Prudhomme, and over here is Steve Shelley. Hi, Steve.
Hey, Tim.
We started our show off with Bob Dylan doing Ballad of a Thin Man from 1965's Highway 61 Revisited. And we're going to have quite an array of songs for you all this evening. Steve, what you have for the people next?
Let's get right into a birthday, Tim. Let's play this cut by the Bee Gees. And it was one of the only tunes co-written with guitarist Vince Maloney.
Somebody to love somebody the way I love you. You don't know what it's like. You don't know what it's like. Yes, I saw your picture in the paper. My, you look pretty good. Looks like you're gonna make it in a big way. Well, I always thought you would. But I should have known better. Oh, I should have seen sooner. Now it's no use pretending. I've known for a long time your love is ending. Caroline, goodbye. Caroline, goodbye. I know I can hold on to a dream I had a long time ago. Say goodbye, leave you happy. The time has come for me to go. But I should have known better, yeah. I should have seen sooner.
Back, and you're listening to the new Untitled Show with Tim and Steve. I'm Steve Shelley here with Tim Prudhomme. We just played Caroline Goodbye. That was a demo by Colin Blunstone. That's from his great album, One Year. And it's the demo was released on a 50-year anniversary reissue, came out in 22. Ride Your Pony, that's Lee Dorsey. That's a 7-inch from 1965. Everybody Needs Love, that's Willie Gulf and the Love Brothers. That's a 7-inch. They put that out on Kent in 1968. Said I Wasn't Gonna Tell Nobody. That was Sam and Dave. That was from Double Dynamite. That came out on Stax in 1966, and it was written by David Porter and Isaac Hayes. We started off this set with To Love Somebody by the Bee Gees from Bee Gees First. That came out in 1967. That was their first international release outside of Australia. They already released records in Australia only, but this one was produced by Robert Stigwood. The LP cover, the psychedelic design, was by Klaus Voormann, who's famous for designing the Beatles Revolver cover and many other things. And we're wishing a happy birthday to Bee Gees guitarist Vince Maloney.
And next, we have no birthday, but we have more entertainment for you. This one's from that album called Entertainment from 1979, Gang of Four doing Not Great Men.
Thank you. Well, I've done got over. Yes, I've done got over at last. I've done got over. Yes, I've done got over at last. I'm a natural born lover since I got rid of all my trouble. Yes, I've done got. I've done.
You are listening to WYXR 91.7 FM Memphis. And we just played a rather strange song for Fats Domino. That was a tune called Natural Born Lover. It was the B-side of a 7-inch that came out in 1960 on Imperial. Before that was You Can't Fool Me Again, Peter Tosh. That too was a 7-inch and came out in 69, but what was that, a bootleg, Steve?
Yeah, I think it wasn't on a real label. It was just an acetate that was passed around. It finally saw a real release in 98 as a 7-inch.
Yeah. On before that, we had another seven-ish. That was The Move. From there, it was a tune called I Can Hear the Grass Grow. Came out in 67 on Darum. Darum? I think that's how you say that word. And that was featured their singer Carl Wayne. And it is Carl Wayne's birthday today. And before that, Beyond the Law, Iggy Pop and James Williamson from the 1977 Kill City. That was a remix. That album was recorded in 75, but wasn't released until 77. I'm not sure why that was. Do you know why that was, Steve?
I think they were remixing it.
Ah, that must have been it. Was it on Bomp? I think it was on Bomp, and things were weird with Bomp sometimes. And we started the set off with Gang of Four, Not Great Men. And what else we got?
Gossip, gossip. This is Diamond Joe.
Man, did you hear about what's happening to Joe and this girl?
Gossip, can't stop us from getting along. They don't know we got a solid thing going on. Yeah, yeah. They get a charge, dragging other folk down. But I said, gossip, be boss up. Me, baby, can't stop us.
I see it today. places where men sit down to meet instead of confronting on right on speed. People living side by side, a nation repairing its damn its pride. Damn its pride, damn its pride. I see
America as plain as can be, a land where man is equal and free. Have some faith and you shall see. Than just me.
Bottle walk away.
may be waiting, just anticipating things I may never possess. Oh, but while I'm waiting, try a little tenderness. Sentimental, I have my griefs and my cares. A word that's soft and gentle makes it easier to bear. You won't regret it. Women, don't forget it. It's all her whole happiness. Oh, oh, it's so easy. Try a little tenderness. I may be sentimental. My cares, a little word that's soft and gentle makes it easier to bear. You won't regret it. Women, don't forget it. It's all her whole happiness. Oh, oh, it's so easy. Try a little tenderness.
I'm Steve Shelley. You're listening to WYXR. Here with Tim Prudhomme. And Tim, these shows go by faster and faster every week. We are finishing up this week's show. We just played Try a Little Tenderness. That was Little Miss Cornshucks. That was from The Loneliest Girl in Town. Came out on Chess in 1961. Walk Away, that was Tom Waits. That's from his excellent collection, Orphans, Brawlers, Ballers, and Bastards. That collection came out in 2006. And that song was originally featured on the soundtrack of Dead Man Walking that came out in 1996. And then the song was later compiled onto the said Orphans collection. I See It. That's the Staple Singers from Soul Folk and Action. Came out on Stax in 1968. That was produced by Steve Cropper with Duck Dunn on bass, Al Jackson Jr. on drums, and Marvel Thomas on keys. Gossip Gossip, that's Diamond Joe. That's a 7-inch B-side from Sans Souci, came out in 67. That was produced by Alan Toussaint and Marshall Seahorn. And Alan Toussaint also wrote and arranged that tune. And Tim, I think we've got time to fit one more in.
Before Shanksky Shuffle, you mean?
That's right, before the shuffle begins. And this is a great song by Gene Clark called No Other. And I'll see you next week.
See you next week.
Thank you. Support for WYXR comes from the Orpheum Theater, presenting the Branford Marcellus Quartet on Friday, September 26th. From his New Orleans roots to stages around the world, Marcellus has performed as a jazz band leader, classical soloist, and composer for film and Broadway. More information at orpheum-memphis.com.
Whether it's a clunker or a classic, your car can keep Memphis grooving. Free pickup, tax deductible, and all for WYXR. Donate your vehicle at cars.wyxr.org.
Support for WYXR comes from